The Jewish investment bank Goldman Sachs sure likes to take American taxpayers' money when it comes to bailing them out for their toxic assets mistakes. But when it comes to returning the favor, Goldman's Jewish bankers, Lloyd Blankfein, Gary Cohen, Stephen Freeman, are nothing less than crass ingrates, turncoats, to put it bluntly, downright traitors. History has proven that a sense of national loyalty has never been the working agenda of international Jewish banksters, and Goldman Sachs is a perfect example of Jewry's betrayal of national interests. Only last week, Goldman cut 1,000 high-paying white-collar American jobs to be replaced with, you guessed it, Asian workers, this time in Singapore. Indeed, the Asian emerging market scenario, which is a euphemism for the transfer of American wealth, is looking better all the time for Goldman and their Jewish colleagues on Jewish Wall Street. Goldman calls its treasonous transfer of wealth growth and flexibility. But for America's millions of white-collar professionals, Goldman's growth and flexibility means either standing in unemployment lines or flipping burgers at McDonald's. You see, it all begins with Jewish finance capital controlling American industry. That began its intensification of outsourcing U.S. jobs in 2000, and its Jewish investment banks like Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, that underwrite the stocks of U.S. corporations, dictating the terms of how those stocks are profiled to international investors. It all translates into cutting costs at the expense of the American worker and the American economy. Five Goldman skyscrapers now adorn the skylines of Beijing and Shanghai. Sanford Vail of Citigroup, known as the Jewish godfather of Wall Street, is now exploiting, as reported by the Wall Street Journal last week, China's growing middle class. He's now adding 20 new Citigroup branches in China, bringing its total to 50, and lots more jobs for that growing Chinese middle class. And Jewish CEO Jamie Dimon at J.P. Morgan Chase was just awarded by his Chinese friends the highly prized gem of underwriting all of China's stocks and bonds in the mainland's joint securities ventures. Dominique Strauss-Kahn, former head of the IMF and recent victim of a political setup, forecasted this past spring that China's economy would surpass America's by 2016. This is good news for China's growing middle class and its Jewish enablers on Wall Street, who are both enjoying the transfer of American wealth to China's shores. But for America's white Christian middle class, whom Jewry views as the last political bloc that could oppose Jewish hegemony, it means not only disaster, but the beginning of a one-world governance led by bankers with names not like Williams, Smith, and Jones, but with names like Blankfein, Friedman, Cohen, and Vail.